Time now for this week's Cambridge Conversation. We've all grumbled and moaned from time to time about aspects of where we live. This could be better, or that really should be done. But it's one thing to say these things. It's quite another to actually take some action. And my guests today in the Cambridge Conversation are Eleanor Schneider and Darren Mullett from the Heathfields Area Recreation Trust, or HART as it's known, near Duxford. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
So tell us, first of all, Darren, let's start with you. What was it about your local area that, first of all, got your goat and that you wanted to change?
Well, really, we're quite a rural area, and when we moved from closer to London out to here, we found that the kids were fairly isolated. You need a bike ride or a car ride to get to anywhere. So my wife, being a childminder, was struggling to just find places to take the children to actually do anything, and there were no real parks, or what we had was fairly antiquated, dilapidated, and there was nowhere to go, so we were travelling everywhere to get there. So we thought, why not?
Want to do something a bit more close to home?
Why not try and do something and develop what we've got?
Okay.
Because it will only make the area better.
Absolutely. So, Eleanor, paint a picture for us. What was it like at the start of the process then? So you did have some kind of play equipment in the park, did you?
Yes, we did. We had a very basic set of equipment, some swings and a sort of climbing frame with a slide, which is fine for sort of children aged 5, but for younger children, and at the time our daughter was probably 2, 3, it was not suitable for her, and certainly not suitable for older children as well. So it was something that we came up with to develop this.
Wow. I mean, what's the process been then, Darren? Because as I mentioned in the introduction there, it's one thing to say, oh, we need a better park. But how did you actually go about starting to make that happen?
Eventually, it was pure luck.
But as all these things often are, I guess. You need an element of luck, don't you?
We started trying to develop the park as a residents association of just a few of us, just trying to clean it up, make it look nice, chop the hedges back, make it safer, etc. And we thought we could do it purely on the funds we had available within the residents association, but it just wasn't happening. So it was a chance lottery, a raffle prize, where we found out that someone on the estate ran a charity,
right,
or was involved with a charity, and she could give us some guidance. And then we realised opportunities opened up, that we had a way of raising funds and using an actual official recognised body and something we could build on. And from there, it's just snowballed.
I see. So, Eleanor, that was when you actually started as a charity, was it?
Yeah, we set
so
up the charity.
What have you been up to raise money so far? Tell us about some of the events you've had on.
OK, well, we were actually heavily involved in the Triplo Daffodil Festival this weekend, where we had the Sealed Knot, who gave live demonstrations of Civil War and what have you. And we had a stall there. We've also had a race night and a quiz night, to name a few things.
Sounds very good. OK, and what's your current fundraising total, Darren? Whereabouts are you at the moment?
We're in excess of 35,000 in around about 11 months.
Wow, that's pretty good going. So £35,000 in just under a year.
In just under a year.
Wow. Yeah,
the initial success was good. We had some big grants come in.
Yep.
But we're finding grants nowadays aren't as big as they used to be. So we have a lot of reasonable sizes coming through. But literally the community have rallied together, and some of these events have brought in a significant sort of contribution towards that. So it's nice not having to just go to ask the residents for money all the time, because we try to make things work both ways, so everyone gets something out of it, and that way it develops and
yeah,
it grows.
And give us an idea. I mean, that total of 35,000, is that you done now, or is that part of a sort of a drop in the ocean for what you really need? I mean, are we talking millions here? What sort of situation
are we
on?
We've broken this down into two phases.
Right.
We realised that we wanted to keep the age groups separate. So we have a smaller area, which we are doing for under eights, and there's a big field out the back, but it's owned by Triplo Parish, so we're working with them. And they've agreed to let us develop that for the 9 to 18-year-olds. So phase one, which is the younger park, is basically funded, and we are literally getting that installed within the end of the month, I think so.
Oh, wow.
Within about next
and are
weeks,
you doing the work yourselves, or does it require professionals?
We're not doing it ourselves.
OK.
No, insurance purposes and liabilities, you just cannot step into that arena. So we get someone in there to do it properly.
OK.
But, yeah, so the second phase is going to be a lot more, and that's looking, depending on what the kids decide they want in there, in excess of about 80,000. So
this is
just the first part of the fundraising.
Okay.
And we need to keep this going and keep the development and keep the grants, sort of applications funding, And then we opened things out. As I say, the Daffodil Weekend was great for us. And the Tripad Parish Council and the Daffodil Weekend people have been brilliant for us.
Yep.
And we see that as a massive opportunity going forward.
Amazing. So, Eleanor, what sort of things have the children requested then? Is it weird and wonderful and crazy, or stuff that actually does exist?
No, there's generally we've kind of had an idea of what we want, and then we say to the children, out of these items, what do you like best, and sort of put a poll out, so they're not, you know, having to think of ideas themselves, because who knows what they would get. So
it's kind of roller coaster, helter skelter thing.
In phase two, we are looking at getting a zip wire, which is very popular idea. But in phase one, we've already had some of the equipment installed. So we have got, now my head's just gone blank. Oh, my goodness.
Well, we've got a whole load of climbing and agility equipment, which is the woodworking, so the clatter bridges, tunnels, clambering stuff. We've got springies. So we've got three springies, camel springy being the most famous of all, because he's looking at people with his goofy thing out the windows. We've got a wobble board, and we're getting a mound, a trampoline, and a roundabout.
Yeah.
Nice, sounds good. And was there a lot of work you had to do liaising with the council? Are they the people you had to get permission from?
Not in this case.
No.
It would be for phase two, because it's owned by the council, but the phase one is owned, the ground is owned by the Residents Association, so we didn't need to get too many people involved with that one. That was something we could take ownership of ourselves.
Yeah. So you mentioned that you're still raising money. Eleanor, what should we do if this is something we're interested in and we think we want to try and help you in some way after listening to you this morning?
There is a website. I believe it is heartfamilies.org.
That's the one I've got here, yeah.
If you go on there are ways that you can look at helping us. I think there's a donation page that you can click on, and also just get in touch with one of the trustees. My husband David is heavily involved and will answer your email almost immediately if you've got any ideas of how you can help us, and maybe events that we could look at running in the future.
Sounds good. And Darren, there's a nice picture of you on here as well, I've just spotted.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Is that the one dressed as a rabbit?
No, you're not dressed as a rabbit in this picture. You just wear a smart white shirt in this picture.
That's good. Got to end up dressed as many things, Santa Claus, rabbits, whatever.
That's fantastic. Right, well, very best of luck with the rest of the fundraising effort. I think it's an amazing achievement that you've got, as you say, in excess of £35,000 so far in a year. Yeah.
Thank you.
As I say, best of luck for the rest of the fundraising, and hopefully phase two won't be too far away.
Thank you.
I think they're all hoping that, yeah.
Thanks a lot.